Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, if you see Monica out tonight, buy her a beer, will you? Celebrating a birthday. Lady should not buy her own beer on her birthday.
Pick up her entire tab. It only takes two drinks.
Tammy, thanks a lot for hanging in there. We've been talking this afternoon about the Miami-Dade cop who's in a bit of hot water because he's holding back a lady who's getting kicked out for being drunk and disorderly. She throws a forearm that grazes the back of his head. Backhand swing catches him on the left side of his face. He responded with a right hook to her face. What you think about that, girl? Oh, I thought I gave her a pretty good lead in there.
Yeah, you really set the stage for
it. Are you talking to me?
I am. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that was really strong, and now you really let a lot of air out of my balloon.
Well, yeah, but I have a name. I thought you were going to use it. It's called Tammy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said Tammy. I should have said Tammy. You're right. Next time I'll say Tammy instead of Tammy, and then you'll know that I'm talking to you, Tammy. I am so sorry that I said Tammy.
You never said my name, dude. Sorry.
She did hold through two breaks, though. So, you know, I mean, I'd be a little cantankerous, too, if I had held through two breaks. But so go, Tammy, go ahead and just want to make sure I'm emphatically saying your name. Go ahead, Tammy, whenever you are ready to make your point.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but the old girl was drunk and needed assistance.
Remember this one?
Yeah,
it's great.
You never even called me by my name?
Yeah.
This is like you, Tammy, saying that I never even called you by your name.
Sometimes.
You know who does this one, Tammy? Tammy?
What?
David Allan Coe, to find song, the country outlaw himself. Don't Google him. He's got some bad, horrible, racist songs.
Fabulous song.
For you.
Darling.
Tammy.
You never even called me
by my name.
You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings.
You don't have to call me.
Did I get it right?
Waylon Jennings.
I think I got the second one too. Not looking. You don't have to call me Charlie Pride.
And you don't have.
What'd you happen? What happened?
Did something happen that you picked up on my southern accent?
Oh no! You just said that I never even called you by your name, and then I played the song "You Never Even Call Me by My Name." That's a common thread in Drew Garabo Live. I'll sometimes attach an appropriate song to something someone said, either intentionally or not.
Okay, well, I thought you were attacking my accent.
I would not attack your anything, my dear, let alone that beautiful little accent. Attack is a rough word.
You sound like a handful.
You're a handful. Do your friends know you as being kind of a handful, like you're extra, as the kids say?
Oh, well, yeah, I am a redhead.
She's a
and
pill.
Yes, I am a southern girl, and yeah, I am a handful.
You think she's more of a handful or more of a pill? What do you guys think? Would you say she's more, you're a pill or you're a handful?
More than a handful.
Yeah,
so,
she's definitely more than a handful.
I'm going with she's extra, like you said.
She's extra.
What does that mean?
She's extra.
Yeah, extra. Yeah.
You know,
you're like turnt.
You should know the lingo better than any of us.
Yeah, you're the one who's in that age group.
I'm like 65 years old inside.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Don't say that.
Yeah, no, I'm probably sure I'm older than all y'all.
Older?
I bet you're not.
I bet I'm older.
Yes, more
Tammy,
older.
How old are you? A lady can ask. I'm 44. A lady.
You're how old? 40,
yeah, I'm
41?
44.
Well, 44.
I still
got 4 years on you, baby.
Yeah, you're not older than all of us.
4 years, you're senior.
Oh, well, bless. Okay, then you're close.
Yeah, we're in the same age range. We probably listened to a lot of the same music growing up. Same movies.
Absolutely.
16 Candles was on last night. One of your faves?
No, not really.
Ugh, you're dead inside.
Urban Cowboy?
You're more of a Bud and Sissy type of lady? Love, Look What You've Done
For Me. Well, yeah, I kind of like that movie, but
What do you think is one of her favorite? Steel Magnolias? You think she's like
Oh, that's a good one.
No, she's into manly movies.
What do you like, Die Hard?
Something like that.
Like a Rambo? No.
Yeah, Rambo.
A RoboCop?
Rambo was a sequel. Do you remember what the first one was called? Rambo was a sequel. The first one was called First Blood. First Blood. Ever.
You know, I got in prison in this town. You know, I'm like traveling this town. Like,
oh my lord! It was called Rambo, but no, I mean I'm really.
Just hold up 1 second. Hold on 1 second. You're not going to attack my knowledge of the Rambo trilogy. The sequel was Rambo. His character's name was John J. Rambo, and he first appeared in the film First Blood, where he was unjustly accused. He was merely a drifter and found himself on the wrong side of an unscrupulous sheriff, and he acted out in a very violent manner, much like you or I might have done in that situation. But the first one was not called Rambo, Tammy.
Well, look here, dude. I'm not a Rambo fan. Oh, all right.
What was your big movie in the 80s then? Why do I like this lady?
I don't know. I have to think about that.
All right, you go ahead. You get back.
What does she call for?
I have no
idea. Dude. Who cares at this point? When's the last time you did cocaine?
Oh, Lord. That was a long time ago.
Like what, 4:30 or so?
No.
No.
Actually, the reason why I called you guys was about the drunk chick at the ball game.
We don't care about that now. You know, yeah, that's all well and good.
We want to get to know Tammy the person and not Tammy and her opinions.
Right. Like, you are not your opinions. We want to know what makes you you. You.
What's the last drug you did?
Robitussin. She was robo-tripping all weekend long.
Lord. It was probably marijuana.
Let's take a guess as to when that was. Don't say anything, Tammy. When's the last time Tammy smoked a doobie?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Yeah, not as long as you think.
You know, I don't know. What do you think? You think it's been recently?
Less than six months.
She probably is not a regular smoker. I'm going to say.
Shut up, Tammy. We're doing a game here.
Wow.
Jeez.
4th of July, I was going to go with.
4th of July, all right. You think it's because it's darker now, we get more weirdos?
I don't.
Okay.
It's throwing off their equilibrium.
Sen, when's the last time this lady smoked a left-handed cigarette?
I don't know what their no is for. I'm going to go with 1998.
Great year.
Fine year. Micah Rotunda, when's the last time Tammy smoked the devil's lettuce?
Christmas night last year. Willie Nelson in the background.
Oh, that's a good
Christmas
call.
Christmas night.
You're always on. Was Willie singing Christmas carols or was Willie just doing Willie songs?
Does Willie have an
album? Oh, he's got Christmas
Willie
albums.
Willie has to have a Christmas
absolutely.
Album, right?
Probably three of them.
He's got every album.
Yeah. Willie Nelson Christmas.
Oh, my God. You all are so out of touch. Bless.
I like
I'm gonna say Tammy last smoked marijuana. She had to think about it. I'm gonna go Richard Nixon's impeachment hearings.
Wow.
I wasn't even born when Nixon was alive.
Actually, 72. He was impeached in 72.
She wasn't born then. She was a baby.
You were gleaming your dad's eye, I'll tell you that much.
I will say, the last weed she smoked had seeds in it.
Definitely. And browner than brown.
Hard as a rock.
Stems all over the place.
When did you burn that tree, Tammy? I'm dreaming. Oh, you fake.
Tammy.
What?
I think we're bothered.
She just was hitting the bong right now. She was just hitting the bong. Right. When's the last time you did smoke the weed, Tammy?
I don't know. Maybe 2 months ago.
Couple months ago.
Ah, party girl.
Sipping on the booze this afternoon, aren't we? A little apple pie moonshine. Beautiful
sight. Oh, that's really good. Only if you get it from Tennessee, though.
Of course. I mean, where else are you going to get apple moonshine? You got to Gatlinburg.
Have you ever snacked on a W before?
No, you don't get good apple pie moonshine in Gatlinburg. Oh. No.
Sorry, I guess I must not have gotten good hills. Apple pie. I mean, you just pay more for it there than you do anywhere else in Tennessee.
You get in the hills.
It's not good. It's really cut down and it doesn't have the high alcohol content. It's just really stupid to buy any kind of moonshine from Gatlinburg.
Man, she knows about that moonshine.
I don't want to travel into Pigeon Forge. Maybe I want to stay in Gatlinburg and buy my damn moonshine and my fudge and my old time photos, all right? Stop at a pancake house or two. Jesus Christ, lady.
Apple barn.
No, it's delicious. Apple fritters they give you there.
Yeah, I love a good fritter.
So good. You like fritters, Tammy?
Yes, I do.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So what else can we do for you, my dear? We're going to have to mosey on off and, you know, wrap up the show and whatnot.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I actually called you to talk about the chick that was drunk.
We're past that, really.
Why don't you run that bath bomb wire?
Oh, yeah. What do you think about a bath bomb made by Kentucky Fried Chicken that smells like fried chicken? Oh. If your man were to drop one of those bad boys into a bath, would you want to get down in his 11 herbs and spices and make it extra crispy or what?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm out on that.
All right. What sort of bath bomb scent would you like on a man so I know for next time?
White chocolate body butter.
White chocolate body butter bath bomb? Well, that's tough to say. How did I get that out of my mouth?
I like white chocolate body butter, but, you know, if you're going to do a bath bomb, yeah, okay, make it smell like that.
Have you tried white chocolate baby batter?
Butter.
Instead of the white chocolate body butter, I recommend the white chocolate baby batter as a bath bomb. Because a baby batter makes a better bath bomb than a body butter.
You're so pretty. Oh, my Lord, you're so pretty. Why in the world would you say anything about a baby? That's just sick.
No, baby batter. It's a baby. It's the batter that makes a baby, not the baby itself. Did you call me pretty? Do you really think I'm pretty? Do you mean that in like a really nice complimentary way? Because I wasn't feeling very pretty today until you said that.
She meant the room.
Oh.
No.
Is the room pretty or am I? Who's pretty?
She's calling you.
Well, yeah. You're just pretty mentally, physically, and well,
is this going to be good?
No, it's not good at all.
It's not leading somewhere.
No, she's calling you pretty, saying that you're dumb, but it's a good thing you're pretty. That's what she's saying. That's the way you compliment someone you think's dumb. You say, you're so pretty.
Oh.
That's hurtful, Tammy.
Two old ladies have insulted us today.
For real?
One of them's the clip of the day, and then one of them's on the phone. Not that you're an old lady, because I'm older than you are, but, I mean, you sound old.
Old soul.
Old soul. You have an old soul. An old hole, probably. Did I say that last part out loud? I meant to just think that part. Did I say that?
Oh, poor Tam-Tam.
Yeah, you said it.
Hi, Tam-Tam. You're pretty. What? You're so pretty.
When do you think the last time
I am. I'm actually very beautiful. I'm a redhead with freckles and blue eyes and a smoking hot body.
Smoking.
And I'm 5'8".
Rose tattoo by the boob or nah?
No. That's
sure.
A slutty thing.
Rose tattoo by the
boob. What's wrong with that?
Slutty. You wear an anklet?
Nope.
It's a hot look.
When's the last time you're intimate
only
with a man?
I'm going to need you to stop name calling. There's no such thing as a slut.
That's right. You're supposed to empower women.
Didn't you hear about
women.
The slut walk?
That's right. Empower women by not calling them slut or slut shaming them simply because they wear anklets.
Oh, my Lord. Honey, if you're going to play the part and you're going to walk the walk and talk the talk, then you are what you are. There's no such thing as being a lady.
So you're saying that ladies who have ankle tattoos and anklets deserve to be sexually assaulted by men?
Oh, no. Don't even try and go to the whole other plane with me.
Okay,
no.
Just asking. I want to clarify so we're on the same terms here. I want you to know that we think women have the right not to be touched by men if they don't want to be touched by men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do we see that smoking hot bod?
You on the Facebooks? You got a MySpace account?
I have a Facebook account, but that's about it.
All right, hold on. Let me see if it's linked by your phone number. Not to creep you out or anything, but we know your phone number.
Uh-oh.
There she is. Hold
you see
on.
Her?
Yeah, I sure do. Uh-oh. I sure
Jeez.
Do.
Or bless.
Oh, man. Oh, what a hottie. Oh, she doesn't like the NFL. Oh, no NFL.
It's all good.
No football for Tammy.
No.
I say the NFL teams like the Cowboys should have after the anthem. Should walk off the field and refuse to play any team that allows these traitors to take a knee or not come out of the locker room. Coke, A-Cola, and Budweiser should pull all ads. No NFL.
Picks? Yeah, you got the pics?
Yeah, fewer opinions and more. She got a picture of baked beans and. Is that baked beans and pancakes on September 13th? What a combo.
No, you dumbass. That's called Brunswick stew and fried cornbread.
Why is it your profile picture?
It looks tasty.
It's your profile. You're calling me a dumbass, and your profile picture is baked beans and pancakes.
Sexy.
It's not. Beans and pancakes, and if you knew what you were looking at, that would be Brunswick stew and fried cornbread.
That sounds good.
And I changed my Facebook picture because, you know, people are idiots.
That's why you change your Facebook picture? Yeah, Seth?
We have to add her to the cut of the day. I'm sorry. I know you guys already uploaded it, but we have to throw Tammy back on.
Congratulations, Tammy. That time on hold served you well because now you've made the featured cut of the day.
I don't feel like we really got to meet
Tammy.
Really.
Is there
so much here?
Cut of the day. What is the feature cut of the day?
Is that Mr. Tammy?
I was just going to say that exact same thing. Can we talk to Mr. Tammy?
There is no Mr. Tammy.
Who is that? The gardener?
Who are you referring to?
We heard a man in the background.
There's definitely a man there, Tammy.
Your booty call.
We're not trying to bust you out or anything. I don't want the baked beans to get jealous, but we heard a man.
I think it was Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, yeah. I have I have a very wonderful man.
All right. I wasn't trying to pick you up, or was I? I don't know. Maybe I wasn't. All right. Well, listen, you're our featured cut of the day, which means you're one of the highlights of today's program, speaking to and getting to know you. So thanks for hanging in there and for being you. And I'd love to eat your Brunswick stew sometime.
It's actually very good. And you know, since you guys want
to,
you know, call me out.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I might call you out a little bit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, here we go.
She's going to rank on us. Uh-oh. Do it.
Can you do it quickly? We have to leave in 2 minutes.
We got to get out, so hurry.
All right. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but you stop being so, you know, liberal on the whole NFL stuff. These boys violated their own rule of conduct.
That's not ranking on us. That's just giving you really, just giving an opinion about a story that's 3 weeks
it is,
old.
Because you're still sponsoring them.
Tammy's uncensored.
Wow. Is she gone?
No, I threw on hold. Hold on 1 second. We got to get to Give Dick a Rest, but it is also Stock November at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. 18s are in stock. 17s must go. Up to 30% off MSRP on select in-stock vehicles and 0% APR up to 72 months. Or drive the newly redesigned 2018 Equinox LS for $219 a month. Only $219 at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
And now, SBK's final thought.
Message to Jameis Winston and the Bucks. Hey, when y'all eating those W's, make sure you don't choke on the field.
This has been Final Thoughts by SBK.
All right, Tammy, we're going to do a little give dick a rest. It's the last thing we do on the show. I know you're sorry you said the F word, so I forgive you.
Okay, yes, I am sorry about that. I know better.
Do me a favor and call back sometime, though. I really enjoyed the back and forth. You sound like a nice lady.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I am a nice lady.
You sound like it. I'd love to speak to you sometime, and I just found out through our Facebook that we have two friends in common.
Oh, really? Who?
These nuts.
Oh, bless.
Mary, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
Hey, Mary. Great. Delighted to be talking to you. What's up?
Delighted to be talking to you as well. Your sidekick was down this weekend. And at the Frontier, I think, they were doing a promotion down here, and I won tickets to a concert in Tampa, and I just wanted to thank them. We had a fantastic time.
Oh,
but more importantly, no, is listening to that last caller, not this one, but the one before about Baker acting her kid, and this is really close to home. And to answer your Buddy's question. He didn't think I'd like your show, and I love it. Listen, it's just
that's was that you?
That was me. Yes. My buddy. She was very politically spirited.
Oh,
that day, and all right. I said, "Well, we don't really do that.
Not really too much.
No.
Well, you know what? There's too much of that right now. And
that's right.
Let me get on track here. This, and thank you so much, and you are a joy. And but I have one comment. That's such an old joke. You have a face for radio. No, never mind.
That's hurtful.
Oh. I'm just no. You're a doll, and you know it.
All right. Who's she saying that to?
Okay.
I guess that to you or me or who are you saying that to? Me?
Yes.
Oh, what did I do to you?
I met you in person. It's in the old days.
Okay, because I never met her in person.
She doesn't know who she's talking.
Ma'am, I don't think we met in person. Do you mean you met me, Drew Garabo,
no, she
in
met
person,
me
or
Saturday,
do you mean Soul
yes.
Brother Kevin?
No. I met somebody that was doing a promo down.
Soul Brother Kevin.
That's me. Kevin's
right there. Soul Brother Kevin.
I gave you the tickets.
He gave you tickets, and you said something mean about him. That was even as a joke.
No,
I don't understand that.
Doing a stupid old joke that's older than anything. So listen, real quick though, about your caller.
Well, let's just hold up a second. Let's just put the brakes on here, Mary. Let's just slam on the brakes here because you know we give you something. We give you tickets to a concert that you really enjoy.
Yeah,
and
it was beyond
instead of being effusive with your praise and saying what a benevolent gesture that was, you want to dig into your old bag of jokes and pull out face for radio on one of us. That's an unnecessary attack.
He knows that he's a good looking man.
Kevin, you know you're a good looking man.
Oh yeah, very yes, yeah. I don't have any feelings.
Whether or not we're confident in our looks, Mary, you got to understand we're all sensitive creatures. That kind of comment can disembowel someone.
Oh, my God. It was. I hope you're just playing with me.
We're all hurt. Even those of us who you didn't target with that horrible hate speech that you gave, now we're all hurt. Mm. I'm hurt. I know John's hurt. Micah's hurt that you would say such a thing. Seth's hurt. We're all hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, but can I get to this? So it's such important.
I don't think so. I don't think I have any.
You can't insult one of our faces and just think we're going to let you just rip off 19 of your points that you
Thank
had.
Thank you, Seth. That's true.
Well, you get one point and one insult.
That's right. One point, one insult, or two points, no insults. But you chose to go the 1 point, one insult route, and now I can't let you get any more points out because you went 1 point, one insult. Next time, 2 points, no insults.
Only kind words here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a kind word to your caller that has a bad
All right, we're done here. Thank you very much. You have yourself a great afternoon. Appreciate you calling the show and making 1 point and one insult, but we're all really, really, really hurt.
Oh, dear. This is about a death.
The death of all of our confidence and the death of all of our good moods because you killed it because you called one of us ugmos. You said we had the face for radio. What a hurtful thing to say.
Comes in. Now I get it. He said it's comedy and you like it, and now I get it.
Yeah, good thing you talked her into listening, Kevin.
Yeah, way to go. He talked her into listening.
I actually told her she wouldn't like the show. She likes it.
Say something really important to the caller.
You already said something really important. We've got faces for radio, all of us do, and we're all hurt, all tremendously hurt.
And we're all on camera right now.
I know. They watch us on the Bone TV, and if they're watching right now, they can see just how hurt we are. And John and I both have plaid shirts on.
Shock jocks are always good looking. How's that? Is that better?
Shock jock?
Now we're shock jock.
That's demeaning.
That's worse than saying we're ugly. Jesus Christ almighty.
Please, leave me alone.
You can't pull that old lady card with me, lady. All right. Gotta let you go now. We gotta go. We're all ugly, so I gotta let you go. We're all ugly.
Can I tell this
shock jocks.
You were a listener? No, I thought that was a compliment.
You thought shock jocks was a compliment? In what world, lady?
When I was a kid, they were called shock jocks, and it was
when you were a kid, they were called pterodactyls. Because they were dinosaurs, because you're old. I'm sorry.
No,
when I'm hurt, I hurt back. I'm sorry. Hurting people hurt people. Wait, hurt people are hurting people.
What? Can I just say this is so important?
No, I got to let you go, babe. All right, take it easy. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. You owe us an apology, but hold on. This lady says you should apologize to us. Tori, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tori, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm hurt.
Yeah, that lady never said sorry. There was not a sorry out of her mouth.
No capitulation,
oh my
huh?
God.
Mary, what do you think about that?
Oh my God, so now we're on a conference call.
That's right.
Yeah, why don't you just say sorry?
Yeah.
I said I'm sorry 100 times.
I didn't hear it.
I don't think so. I didn't hear it at all until just now.
I hurt myself today. Okay.
Say you're sorry, Mary. Thank you, Tori. Tori, do you think we have faces for radio and that we're shock jocks?
I think you guys are wonderful. I've never seen you in real life.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
I've only heard your voices.
Perfect.
But I'm sure that you're beautiful on the inside. And they are.
Shut up, Mary. You don't believe that.
Baby.
Liar. All right, Mary. We're going to let you go. All right. Take it easy.
Please, can I say what's important to the woman about the...
Bye, Mary. Gonna let you go now.
All right. Well, my brother.
All right. You take it easy. You have yourself a good afternoon someplace else. We're just gonna go get cosmetic surgery because we're all ugly as hell. Gonna go get rhinoplasty. We're gonna schnoz mine.
Died because he wasn't Baker.
Gonna go get ugly. Gonna de-uglified. Gonna go get pretty now, Mary. Bye. Gonna go get pretty. Go on and get pretty, Mary. Bye. Bye.
It's not funny.
Bye.
I should not be laughing right now. Your caller does not have to feel any guilt for Baker acting.
Bye. 727-579-1025. We'll continue the discussion about mental health and gun control.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.